second hour of the show, rocking and rolling here today. I'm live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Really appreciate you guys sticking with us here on the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Shout out to Auto Taylor. They've been taking care of my vehicles, my family's vehicles, for years, man. 10-plus years for sure, if not more than that. Much more than that, actually. And listen, I love the honesty. I love the great folks that you work with there. But bottom line, they have the vehicle diagnostics that are advanced, and more importantly, they're accurate to figure out exactly what's going wrong with your vehicle, no matter how little or big the issue might be. Plus, you just need an oil change or tire rotation, whatever. That's Auto Taylor. They'll take care of you. They'll take care of your vehicles just like they take care of mine. They're in Greeley. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show. All right, our First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301, 478-1301. If you're new to the show, text KFKA to that number. Our new Power to Play Sports poll question, because honestly, our last one, Colfax, I think it's obvious. Nikola Jokic is the most popular pro athlete in the state of Colorado.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, Nolan was there. I would have given it to you if you would have said Nolan, but Trevor's not there yet. I like Trevor. And if he stays with the Rockies, who knows what his career might be. I mean, it might not result in a lot of wins, but he might be a really, you know, top shortstop. And he is, actually. But can he continue that? We'll see. Nathan MacKinnon, no question about it. The guy's one of the best players in hockey. But again, and people get mad, but it's hockey. It's hockey compared to the NBA. You know, if you have a superstar hockey player versus a superstar NBA player, who wins? And again, that's why I'm asking the question. So we changed it up a little bit. Power to Play Sports poll question. Do you have any issue with Tom Brady's, you know, post-Super Bowl celebration and tossing the Lombardi trophy? It's changed a little bit. The votes now were sitting at more like 50-50. It was 80%. It was 80%. Yes, I have an issue with it. And it's kind of going back and forth now. But go to thewholeshow.com. And vote. Let us know what you think. Somebody just commented, said, any of those having a problem with it need to go win a trophy first, and then they can come back with it. Pillow Fight Dan. Stanley Cup, ever heard of her? Has seen way worse. Part of the trophy story. She's not even a sports fan. Texter here. She's not even a sports fan, per the report. Just entitled by her grandpa's accomplishment. Who cares? Yeah, I mean, she didn't even watch the game. Like, how disrespectful is that? Your grandpa makes the trophy for this game, and you don't even watch football. That's disrespectful. I mean, come on. People, man, they are two things. They are quick to be offended, and they're just so, they want to be in this spotlight. Like, why in the hell would Tom Brady apologize to her? I mean, it's out of this world, man. I think this is one thing most of us are agreeing on today. Well, apparently not on the website. Well, some people have an issue with the drunkenness, like going out, just being hammered. And I mean, it's not like he did anything bad. I mean, he wasn't getting in a car driving around being stupid. He didn't get into a fist fight that we know of. He wasn't causing any damage to property. So, I mean, what's the problem with it? People just looking for something to complain about. Something to dislike the man about. This guy is not very controversial. I mean, I know you had the Deflategate and the Spygate and those things, but I guess, yeah, it does seem weird, right? It does seem weird to say he's not very controversial, but he has two of the, Spygate was Belichick, but Deflategate, which we've talked about, that's how much air was taken out of the football. I mean, if you actually try it, we did it on the show. I remember we had one football and we made sure it was 100% what the NFL requires. We took the amount of air out on the show live. And I'm just like, I don't play football for a living, Colfax. I know that's hard to believe, even though I'm a runner now. But it was nothing. I mean, a regular person never would have known the difference. And then Brady goes on and wins the Super Bowl right after that. So it didn't matter. Even when they were watching him as close as they possibly could. People hate success. Why is Jordan not disliked like this? We've had that often. Jordan, I mean, you on the documentary, which, did you finish it, by the way, Colfax?
I did.
It's good, isn't it?
Love it.
It's so good. I mean, even if you're not a basketball fan, It's just the stories, the characters, everything that goes into it. But people loved Jordan. Everybody loved Jordan. Why is that? Why was Michael Jordan just loved and Tom Brady pretty much, maybe more so now with the partying thing? Like, I think actually more people are turning around going, he's just a regular dude that gets hammered. I mean, I do it every day, but at least he does it once. Why is it? Was it the Patriots thing? Because he seems more loved and a little bit more beloved now than he was in all of his time in New England.
I think it comes down to their faces. I really do.
Really?
Yeah.
Tom's got the pretty boy face. Yeah. He's married to the model. And we're like, you know what? Because it's like guys don't like a lot until Brad, like back in the day, people didn't like Brad Pitt in the 90s. Until he started doing like Inglourious Basterds and those kind of movies, then dudes are like, okay, yeah, that's he's kind of cool. He's doing some, you know, cool. But in Leonardo DiCaprio, no guy liked Leonardo DiCaprio in the Titanic. Then he starts doing Gangs of New York and The Departed, and we're like, well, hell yeah. So is that it? So now we see Tom Brady. He's got a knee brace on. He's with his family. He's drunk. He's throwing a Super Bowl trophy around like we've all done stupid things. Not to say that it's stupid, but whatever. And so suddenly people go, you know what? He's not this, like, tightened up dude.
Yeah.
You know, he's this actually just kind of a regular guy. Remember when people were giving Brady crap for kissing his kid on the lips? Was that last year? I don't know. They pick anything, dude. Remember that? That was an issue, too.
Yeah.
Anything that he does, we give him a hard time for. And he's not even in the spot. He doesn't do a lot of commercials.
No, he doesn't seek out, like, interviews and as far as I know.
I mean, he was, like, he voiced his own version of himself in Family Guy, like, 20 years ago, 15 years ago. He was in the Teddy Bear Mark Wahlberg movie, Ted. He was in the second one, I think.
Okay.
And, I mean, that was fun. But he's not, like, he's not out there.
Not constantly seeking attention for his views or opinions or...
Not at all. I mean, he doesn't tweet a lot about... And I know that in this day and age, it's blasphemy if you don't tweet about politics and, you know, you don't have a hard take on something political going on. But, you know, from what I know, he's probably more right. He leans more to the right. But do you ever hear him talk like that? He has the respect of, you know, everybody in the NFL. I mean, there's not one person that would say, not many players anyway, or coaches that have much bad to say about him. Yet you, I mean, fans, it's like, but now I'm wondering, I mean, do you still feel that way after seeing him kind of open up? Like, I've always been a fan of Tom Brady.
I used to not like him just because I was on that bandwagon. But, you know, probably a couple of years ago, I came around. You convinced me, I think. Because you're right. We're watching greatness.
You're seeing something you're never going to see.
Never going to see it again. So why would you hate on that?
I mean,
it's not worth it.
If I wish, you know, I was like 10 when Jordan was doing his thing. I didn't appreciate what it was. Yeah. I liked it. I was a fan. Everybody was a fan of Jordan.
Yeah.
But I mean, to this day, I wish I would have paid more. I wish I could have, like, gotten into the sport a lot faster. And soaked it up a lot more.
Yeah.
And LeBron is... different, because what is he is very political. He wore a vote or die t-shirt before a game. So yes, when people say, well, why is LeBron not, why don't you have that argument for LeBron? Because he's great, but a lot of people don't like LeBron James. It's true, he is extremely great. He's going to go down as one of the great. He's not the greatest, but he's one of them. But he is controversial. He does flop. Did you see his flop before the Nuggets game, whoever the hell it was against? He wasn't even touched, and he went down. Like, those are the things that people were bothered by. You remember when he goes down with a knee injury, and they have to lift? This was when he played for Miami. The four teammates have to get up, lift him like a king. They lift him over to the bench, and he's, like, crying almost. He's hurting so bad. And then 10 minutes later, he's back in the game, and he has a crazy dunk. It's like, it doesn't compute, my man. It doesn't compute. You can't be that hurt and then go back in. It's just physically not possible. If you literally can't walk... and you have to have four teammates carry you off the floor, and then you're back. So, I mean, people didn't like that. Yeah. Well, now he's very political, and he has been for the past 5-6 years. Brady's not that way. Jordan wasn't that way. He, in fact, made it a point not to be that way. His mother, as you saw in the documentary, wanted him to do more. You saw the former president, even on that documentary, Barack Obama, even said he wished Jordan was more of an activist. He wasn't. And he was more beloved because that's for the brand. He jokingly said Republicans buy shoes, too. But there was truth to that. You know, remember who your fan base is. So that's why, like, Brady's not political. He doesn't. Yes, Deflategate was controversial, but for the most part, you know, he yells, he gets after his team. But you're right. It's probably the fact that he looks like a GQ model or whatever.
Ken doll or something.
Ken doll, yeah. I think that that bothers people. Now, we had a texter last week that was like, his so-and-so, Chris Godwin's wife doesn't make $400 million. Like, you're holding it against him that his wife makes damn good money. How dare her? And how dare you not take a pay cut because you're worth less because your wife makes more? I mean, come on. Pillowfight Dan, very well-known right-leaner, had a MAGA hat in his locker room for a while that caused a stir. Okay, there's a difference between having an article of clothing in your locker than LeBron James wearing Vote or Die. They made a South Park episode and making fun of that remark because it was Puff Diddy that sang the song. There's a difference. Brady, I follow him on Twitter. He does not tweet like LeBron does. I watch his postgame and pregames. He does not do the things that LeBron James does, nor did Michael Jordan. So, I mean, yeah, you can say he's a pretty known right-leaner, which, again, to liberals, being a conservative is now a crime, which is hilarious to me. So, I mean, just because Tom Brady had an article of clothing that endorsed a certain president, he's a bad dude. The left, some of these left athletes, that's all they talk about. In fact, they say vote or die, but vote for who I'm talking about or die, right? I mean, that's, so you have to take it all in stride, I suppose. Yeah, we know certain players' political affiliations, but when they smear it in your face to the point where it's like, I don't even want you at my games because you support this side of it. And again, that's where I go, where's the dislike for Tom Brady? I don't understand it. I'll never get it. It's absolutely nuts to me. McLean says, Jordan stayed with Chicago most of his career. LeBron had his love triangle between Cleveland, L.A., and South Beach, and he needs superstars with him to be what he is. See, and that's another thing, too. He jumped ship. When he left Cleveland, his popularity went way down. His talk, like, the amount of talk around him, like, I guess there's two different ways of popularity. Fan support, I think, went down because they were frustrated. They were frustrated that, you know, was it Paul Pierce? Yeah, Paul Pierce did that, too, as far as being carried off the floor, but LeBron did it as well. A lot of NBA players have done that. It's annoying. But yeah, I mean, when he switched over to Miami and did the whole one-hour ESPN special of where he was going, basically like a kid and announcing which school he was going to go to, only it was ESPN was there for a one-hour show, it rubbed people the wrong way. And it rubbed people the wrong way that he went to Miami and joined up with a guy that had already won a title and Chris Bosh, who was pretty damn good in Toronto. So that bothered people. Pillowfight Dan says Brady's political. Ha ha. Where? Where? On Twitter? And his pre and post game? Where is he political that I would see him before and after a game? That's what I'm asking. Where is Tom Brady in the world? And you answer me. If you think he's political, okay, are you deep diving then? Are you finding out where he's going? Or is he donating to charities and stuff like that that are political? And if he is, okay, but that's not in your face. If you have to deep dive to find that information, it's not in your face. Because he has a MAGA shirt in his locker? Or a MAGA hat in his locker, that makes him showing that he's a political guy. But tell me where he's done anything on the tweeting side of things, on the right before a game in his uniform, he has some kind of gesture that he's promoting politics. Tell me where he's done that. Because I think, if you have to deep dive to find that, then he's not in your face political. Therefore, it's not one of those personalities that's just so in your face that you either have to love the guy or hate the guy. There's ways to go about doing it. But it does amaze me. Now people are like connecting with him because he's out partying and throwing stuff around. And it's like, oh yeah, wait, he's a person too. LeBron has his moments where you connect with him. I mean, there's times when he puts videos up of things. Taco Tuesday, he did that last year. He was with his kids, his family, and they were getting ready to make tacos. Like, you connect with these players when they do that. I love that kind of stuff. I've always been pretty consistent, though, and I know in this day and age it's terrible. I don't say just shut up and dribble. I just say when you're in your uniform, get prepared to play sports. That's always been my take, and it will be until the day I die. I'm there to watch. I'm paying for the Dish satellite to watch football. I would gladly cancel Fox and CNN, both, if I could. They don't let you pick and choose, apparently. I'd cancel. I'm not a news. I'm not a politics guy. So I would cancel all of that. So when I watch sports, just like when I watch, I've been watching Cobra Kai on Netflix, Colfax, and it would rub me the wrong way if right in the middle of the show, what is it, are they about 28 minutes, halfway through, they stop and turn and give you a political statement. I'd be like, whoa, I'm taken out of this now. What's going on here? I equate entertainment to sports. So I've always been pretty consistent on that. And so that's why I've always said, I don't understand. Brady's not extremely political. He doesn't talk about his views openly. And I'm talking via Twitter and via post and pregames. He might do it at a gala or something with Giselle and start talking about it. I ain't watching it because I'm a sports guy. So that's what I talk about when I say they're not really that political in that scene. So, yeah, floors me as to why you hate greatness, why the hooligans hate greatness. Power to Play Sports poll question is up. Did you have any issue with Tom Brady's post-Super Bowl celebration? Robert says, one of the best passing quarterbacks, and they're upset with him for tossing something. Yet, if it did go under, he has so much money he could go get it. Right. I mean, what's the worst that's going to happen to that bad boy? It's going to go down there. They'll figure out a way to get it. My goodness. 22 minutes after the hour, we just have to find something to hate on somebody about. Go vote on theholeshow.com. Let me know. That's the Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. When we come back, Colfax, I'll reload my game of the week. And more on Drew Locke. We'll get to that coming up next. 22 minutes after the hour. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios.
You're listening to The Hall Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break.
What's up, hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Freshco Painters South Platte. Hey, now's the time to give them a call because they're giving away a free mini cooler just by calling the folks over at Fresh Coat Painters of South Platte. And you get a free painting quote while you're at it. We're still waiting on information to our next guest, our next gift load up coming for Top Text Tuesday. We start a clean slate tomorrow. All the hooligans are tied at zero wins. You know the rules. First one to three gets the next piece of sports memorabilia, courtesy of Fresh Coat Painters. So we'll be excited to see what that's going to be. First Advantage text line 970-478-1301. Colfax, my game of the week. I think I had a pretty good one last week. I mean, or Sunday was Nuggets. Nuggets-Lakers. Nuggets win that thing. It wasn't the greatest game in the world. But this week, I've got my eyes set in the on the Pac-12. The Colorado Buffaloes lost to Cal over the weekend, 71-62. Could never get on the right track. It was a rough go. You know, defensively, they just kind of looked out of sorts. And then obviously that offense, they have these moments. They've had these moments. McKinley Wright, he's doing things that no other player in the Pac-12 has ever done. He should be a pretty good NBA player, but he was 3-for-11. Against Cal. So now I'm looking over to the future here. Now, I think their chances of winning the Pac-12 regular season are all but gone. I think, I don't know how many makeup games they're going to have, but they have 5 games left, and they are 3 games behind USC. So, I mean, mathematically, it's possible they still play USC, but that loss to Cal basically ended any dreams. Now, you could say USC's, you know, they could realistically lose out, but then you got UCLA and you have Oregon, who's 2 games ahead of the Buffs. So even if the Buffs do that, so whatever. I mean, USC has ASU, Arizona, Stanford, CU, Utah, UCLA. So it's possible. but I wouldn't get your hopes up. I'm looking at Colorado and Oregon on Thursday. The Ducks are sitting in third place. They have a realistic chance to win. USC sitting up top at 11-2 in the conference. UCLA is right behind them at 10-3. Oregon 7-3. And again, some of these teams have games to make up, so there's still more chances. But I like this one. Buffs, Ducks coming up on Thursday. I'm really concerned about the Buffs, man, because last year they're rolling along and they lose their final five, including the first round of the Pac-12 tournament to Washington State. I mean, this is it looks kind of similar. Now, I almost said the same thing. They beat you when they lost to Utah 2 weeks ago. They lost 77-74. I thought, uh-oh. Well, they recovered by beating Arizona, beating Oregon State badly, and Oregon State has had decent wins over some decent teams this year. And then they beat Stanford handily. That was my Thursday night special, actually. You're welcome. But then they come out and lose to Cal. So, I mean, at their best, I truly believe the Buffs can compete, you know, deep into the national tournament, into the NCAA national tournament. At their worst, they're going to lose to teams like Cal and Utah, who's kind of a middle of the road, probably below middle of the road. They're 6-7 in the conference. They are over 500. Now, the Buffs should get into the tournament, but just to make sure, they need to win a couple of these last ones. They have Oregon and Oregon State coming up on Thursday and then Saturday at Oregon State. So they'll go right back at it. I don't expect the Beavers to be that bad as they were the other day when they only scored 49 points. And then you have USC, UCLA, Utah. So it doesn't get any easier. USC and UCLA, tough basketball teams. In fact, UCLA, if they play their cards right, they could win out. They could run the table. So it is going to be a tough stretch for the Buffs. Five games remaining. Starts with that game of the week against Oregon. First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301. Now, I think, Kovacs, your belief with Drew Locke is more or less he hasn't earned it, so why not? Why wouldn't this team be out lobbying for Deshaun Watson? Or how do you feel on that? Or is it a little bit more complicated than that?
Yeah, well, I don't know what he should think or feel, but I don't see how he could be upset about his team. He knows he didn't perform. He knows he didn't earn the job. He knows he's probably not the future of this franchise. So if your teammates are out there, you know, speaking about Watson coming in or whatever, I don't see how you could be upset about that. And then unless, like Zach Stevens said, the Andy Daltons of the world.
Yeah,
when that starts
Andy Dalton
seeping in.
Because if you bring in an Andy Dalton, again, I love what Zach said. You're not bringing Andy Dalton in to compete for backup. You're bringing him in to actually compete for the job. Now, Drew Locke can win that, and there you go. You won the job. Away we go. But he could also lose that. You know, Dalton could come in, and let's not forget, Andy Dalton is a former Pro Bowler. I mean, we talk about Andy like he's that he's even Fitzpatrick. You know, Fitzpatrick has had his moments, but Dalton was a franchise quarterback at one point for the Bengals. But, you know, we know the Bengals, they just never really rose up to that potential that they were supposed to have. That's why they reloaded this thing, you know, a few years back. Since then, Andy Dalton's kind of turning into more or less a journeyman. But he was pretty good at one point in time. But I look at the situation and go, yeah, if I'm Drew Locke, I feel like the loneliest dude in the world right now. And that's going to be, we just talked about Garrett Bowles. We just talked about maybe, I mean, I'm trying to think here, guys. Individually for a Broncos starter, have you seen a turnaround like this from any player? Garrett Bowles was the laughing stock, perhaps the laughing stock of the NFL, even though he's a starter. He was a first rounder, so the pressure was on him. And he was, you know, he had more holding penalties than anybody in the NFL. And his first 3 years were rough, but here we are. He got the big contract extension. He's now one of the top left tackles in the game. He's the best he's the best offensive player for the Broncos right now. And it's a turnaround. If I'm Drew Locke, I'm taking Garrett out to lunch. Probably dinner. Probably a steak dinner, even though Garrett can afford it. I'm talking to him about how he dealt with that. Because you were booed. You were booed. People laughed in the stands. And whenever a holding call would hit, everybody collectively knew it was Garrett Bowles. And then when number 72 was announced, you heard, and this was back when, in the before times, when 70-plus thousand fans were in the stands, and they all booed in unison. And they put out Valentine's Day cards on Twitter that said, I want to be held like Garrett Bowles holds defensive linemen. I mean, he was the joke. And look at that redemption story. It's amazing. And it's really awesome. And it makes me root for, and especially that Garrett makes fun of it now, calls it out. And I'm not saying his journey's over. I mean, he's got to do it again. Now he got to live up to the contract. He's got to do it again. But, I mean, this time last year, we were all saying the same thing. It's put up or shut up for number 72. He's got to do it this year. And he did. And then some. So, if I'm Drew Locke, yeah, I'm talking to Garrett. Because he was a lonely man, too. He was a guy that, you know, on that offensive line, they drafted him too high to give up on him. That was his saving grace. Was that first rounders get a lot more patience than anybody else. Does Drew have that patience as a second rounder? Because they took Dalton before him. He doesn't. Especially now that there's all these quarterbacks out there, it is going to be very interesting to see how George Payton views the situation. Because if it's Elway, you maybe stay the course because Elway drafted him. George Payton comes in with no allegiance to anybody, and it's easier to sever ties. Elway would have fought a lot harder because it was his quarterback, his guy. But George Payton doesn't have that. Now, if you have Deshaun Watson going somewhere else and then this whole Russell Wilson thing dies out, then, yeah, you can be... I mean, right now I'm pretty damn sure, I've said it a lot, that Deshaun's not coming to Denver. Russell's not coming to Denver. Rodgers or any of those names. I mean, maybe a Fitzpatrick. Maybe. Maybe a Tyrod Taylor when you look at these other quarterbacks. But I don't see them rocking the boat. They might very well just go into camp with Drew and with Brett Rypien as the backup. So, I mean, how do you feel on this stage? It's got to be tough. But I've said it, and I feel this way until proven otherwise. I don't think Drew Locke's the franchise guy. I'm rooting for him. I mean, you're an idiot if you're not, sorry, but if you're not rooting for him, then you're not a Broncos fan. You want him to succeed. You know, it's kind of like going back to politics. I don't care if you're liberal or conservative. You should be rooting for that president to do the best job possible because it's your country. You might not agree on everything, but you should be rooting. At least they make the right decisions, and that doesn't always happen. But with Drew Locke, you should be rooting for him to prove every one of us wrong, that he just needed the one more year. Now, I was ready to move on from him, but not at the price. Not at that price. I do actually, you know, I was the one who said halfway through, no, man, Drew Locke's not the guy. I argued with a lot of you about that. He's not the guy. But now that, you know, the price to get a guy to replace him overnight is going to cost you that much, then, yeah, I'm willing to say, all right, let's give him another year. Because I'm not willing to pay that much. Nuggets dominating win and Joker's triple-double, good, happy, great, losing his point prop over 24.5 after him dropping 23 in the first half, pain, hurt, sad. Yeah, he kind of went away from the scoring in the second half. You know, that was Joker kind of doing more or less what he thought he needed to do at that point. Texter, like, if my girlfriend leaves me tomorrow, I'm not mad at her. I'm not mad at my dad, or I'm mad at my dad for poor genetics and my love of salt and saturated fat for my severe fatness. So you're saying Drew shouldn't be mad at the situation. He should be mad at his inability to play quarterback. Sure. Yeah, you're right. You're not wrong. There's nobody to blame but him. This is the National Football League. There is no sympathy here. You either perform or you're gone. We just said it with Garrett Bowles. You either perform or you're gone. And in fact, all right, you performed. We got you the good contract. But that fan base will turn on number 72 the minute they get three holding calls in two games. You know they will. So it's going to be up to Drew to prove us all wrong if he's given that chance in Denver. 40 minutes after the hour, let's jump out of here and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, sports fans, listen, you get to win cool. You get chances to win great sports memorabilia. You know, we do that on our Top Text Tuesday. But maybe you want to go in and get something specific to that man cave. Maybe you're not a diehard Broncos fan. Maybe you're more of a, you know, you just like the overall NFL. You like stories of greatness. Stop by No Limit Collectibles. Here's the thing. They got the best of both worlds. They have your local stuff. You know, they're going to have your Nuggets, Broncos, Rockies, Avs, your college stuff. I mean, there's a big Josh Allen frame in there on the Wyoming side, mixed with Bills. They have your national stuff, too. They have some great sports memorabilia, basically just capturing some of the greatest moments in sports. Autographs, different Jordans. They have Jordans there. Sports cards, too. If you're a card collector, maybe you were a card collector and you still have cards and you're like, you know what? I might see about doing something with this collection. Well, take it over to No Limit Collectibles. They're in the outlets at Loveland. They'll buy, sell, or trade. That's No Limit Collectibles. There's no limit to what you can collect. Joker was sensational last night, and this was a big, big test for him yet again. He had kind of failed the last two of these, right? You know, against Milwaukee, he had his big game, but he's losing. He's losing to some of these other guys that are supposed to be in the MVP talks, or at least great players. You know, you lost to the Lakers the last time around. Well, Denver turned it around and got one up, and we've said it before. If the Nuggets want to be, or if they want to have an MVP, a true MVP caliber player, and actually get into the thick of this vote, then you have to win games like that. You have to come up big in the biggest moments. Get back to that. Now, before the season, in the NBA power rankings, you were ranked number two behind the Lakers. And since then, they've been more of a middle-of-the-road team, maybe a little above that. ESPN has them out today, has their power rankings out today, and the Nuggets are sitting at eighth at 15-11. So, okay, all right, you're starting to move. You got Portland coming up, I think, in a few games, and they're right behind you. That's another one. They're 16-10. You got to take care of these games. You got Boston tomorrow, a good Eastern Conference team. So another task, and again, if we're talking about the Joker, you have a chance to win the most valuable player of the year. But we know that in order for a guy like Joker, a guy that's not constantly stuffing the highlight reel with dunks. I mean, LeBron took 500 steps before a monster dunk, no traveling called. That's going to be all over SportsCenter. Joker has some great passes, and no-look passes are great, but what makes the highlight reel? Dunks. Monster dunks, jumping, you know, those big time steals, going coast to coast, sprinting past a defender and going up for a one-handed jam. Joker's not going to do those things. So he has to be even better. He has to be a triple-double machine. He always has a double-double, always. He has to be special. So I think if he can win this award, it might be one of the more, I don't know, well-deserved or grueling battles to win it type award we've ever seen, because it's not the obvious choice outside of Denver. But now outside of Denver, the numbers aren't lying. But you got to keep winning games like that. All right, 48 minutes after the hour. We'll get to what's on the tube tonight, also what's on KFKA tonight, and closing thoughts to go along with it. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
You're listening to The Halls Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Halls Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. Glad you could be with us here. It's The Halls Show, We air every single day, 12 to 2, every weekday, I should say, Monday through Friday. Glad you could be with us. If you miss any portion of the program, you can always get our podcasts available at thewholeshow.com, 1310kfka.com. Subscribe to any of those outlets, too. Maybe it's iTunes. Use the TuneIn app to listen to us wherever you go. Spotify. Our podcasts are everywhere. So you'll never miss an episode of The Whole Show. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. If you're new to the show, text KFKA to that number. We got a big Top Text Tuesday starting up tomorrow. I'm excited. Starting a new journey for a new gift item. I'm excited to see what it's going to be. All right, what's on the tube tonight? Well, it's a weird Monday. There's not a lot of games in store. You know, a lot of postponements and stuff. Tuesday's going to be the crazy day. And do remember, if you go to ESPN and your favorites are UNC or CSU, whatever, they have that game listed at 7 o'clock tomorrow, but it's not happening. That CSU-UNC game did get canceled. So we're waiting to see when a little birdie tells me UNC's trying to get a game this week because this was supposed to be their game this week. They lost all their games last week, too. And then we'll see Colorado State get back in action later this week against Nevada. Are they going to get a game before that in? I'm not so sure anymore. Thought they were going to try to get something last week. I'm going to go into more detail about the Mountain West Conference tomorrow, too. Want to take a look at that. We've kind of hit a stall. A lot of teams are kind of, Utah State had the Wyoming series last week. That was postponed. And I say postponed, I don't know. Canceled, postponed. I'm not real sure what they're going to do because the closer we get to the end, the less time you're going to have to make up these games. So Tuesday will be a big one. All right, closing thoughts for today. Again, the Power to Play Sports poll question. I'm proud of you, Hulligans. You stepped up. You found a little anarchy out there. It seems collectively, Colfax, that the Hulligans do not have an issue with Tom Brady partying after the Super Bowl, throwing the Super Bowl trophy, the Lombardi trophy around. 63% of the Hulligans now say no.
Thank goodness.
Okay.
I was worried.
Well, yeah, it was 80% yes. We had 36% of the Hooligans saying yes. I mean, who is that?
Yeah, who is that?
Who is that person? Who are those people? But I'm proud of you. You bounced it back. You changed the narrative. Good for you. You can do it. We don't have a problem with it. It was harmless. It's a good time. Good for you, Tom. Have a fun time. Last night was great for Denver. You know, they battled a tough Lakers team. Now, I know Anthony Davis goes out, but the Nuggets were dogs in this game well before, without Will Barton, still without Gary Harris, still without P.J. Dozier. The list went on and on, and we didn't know if Jamal was going to play. So the Nuggets did it shorthanded, and their depth stepped up. The bench stepped up. Campazzo, Zeke Nnaji, look out for him. R.J. Hampton, the Rooks. I mean, all three of the Rooks, right? I mean, it's hard to say Campazzo's a rookie because he's been playing professionally for a few years overseas, but, you know, it's still, he's an NBA rookie. So congrats to that group. The Joker continues to put together a hell of a resume, but that's what it's about now. It's building on that resume. You got another battle against Boston. Start rising to the top. Start becoming one of those top teams in the NBA. That's when we start giving you a little more talk on the MVP side. I even said it. I think Joker's the best player in the NBA. But it's going to go to a top contending team. LeBron right now. Joel Embiid right now. I mean, the Sixers are the number one team in the East. The Lakers are the number two team in the West. Denver 7th in the West, 15-11. You got to keep rolling. You got to keep building that resume. If you really want Joker to become the MVP, you need to be at least a fourth seed in the Western Conference playoffs. All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back at it on Top Text Tuesday. Shout out to Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. We'll have that interview up for you to check out in a few moments. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.